Iran's leader has congratulated Iranian athletes for their performance at the Rio 2016 Paralympic Games. The leader also expressed condolences and sorrow over the death of war veteran and paracyclist Bahman Golbarnejad, who lost his life during the games. The Iranian team bagged 24 medals, including 8 golds in the games. European embassies in London have logged dozens of hate crimes and abuse incidents against their citizens since a vote on Britain's leaving the EU bloc. According to figures obtained by The Guardian, the vast majority of xenophobic incidents involved people from Eastern European countries, especially Poles and Lithuanians. Russia's ruling party, led by Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, is heading to an easy victory in the parliamentary elections held on Sunday. With 93% of votes counted, the United Russia Party is leading the polls. With over 54% of the ballots, the Communist Party is in second place. Australia says that its aircraft were among a group of Western warplanes that targeted Syrian military installations in Deir al-Zawr on Saturday and killed at least 83 Syrian soldiers there. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has voiced regret over the bloodshed that also left at least 100 military personnel injured. The self-proclaimed Libyan National Army, headed by renegade General Khalifa Haftar, has repelled attacks by rival groups on a key oil facility in the east of the country. They've forced out militias loyal to the UN-backed unity government based in Tripoli from the vicinity of the port of Zueitina.